I am the daughter of a preacher and a teacher. So for me, you might say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word made order out of chaos. I write for many reasons. I like stories, and I love listening to people's voices, so full of character and nuance and humanity. I love words, the sound of them, and the pictures they conjure up, and the feel of them in my mouth, and the way they resonate. And I write because I like to think. I started slowly. I would tell stories to my sister in the dark in the bedroom we shared as children. When I was growing up, my favourite escape was to sit by the living room window, watching the light play on the leaves of a particularly fine lime tree that grew outside. I would dream up tales of places I had glimpsed. It took me a long time to force myself to put words on paper. I am part sloth. I've always felt an affinity with that Flanders and Swan song about the slightly dishevelled creature hanging upside down on its branch. While eager beavers overhead rush through the undergrowth, I watch the clouds between my toes. How sweet to be a sloth. The most vivid impression I carry with me from the privileged 2 years I spent as a Royal Literary Fund Fellow is of the vital importance of words and their power to make sense. I worked with a variety of students, but I grew most passionate about the ones studying vocational subjects, the ones who entered my room with dropped shoulders and an apology about not being intellectual. I insist that thinking and exercising control over one's words and their meaning is every human being's right and ability. A charming Persian student, frustrated over our lack of communication, exclaimed to me once, "But not everyone is born with the soul of a poet." Although I'm conscious of being pompous, I would like to think that our sessions helped her to discover something of her own inner poetry. As a latter-day romantic, I believe that poetry is in every woman and every man. I miss working with the students at York St. John. It was a privilege to engage with them. Meanwhile, I continue to write